Support for Fathers is a national project which aims to support young men and fathers in their role as parents and partners. Project coordinator Dominic Alford says young men, fathers and service providers are invited to join in nationwide consultations. The consultations will be used to help develop resources for community members and support services that are working with young men and fathers. He joined me for a chat and explained how the project came about.
The project is funded by the Department of Social Services through the federal government. It's called the National Plan to Prevent Violence Against Women and Children. This is the third part of that plan, which has sort of been going for about 8 years. And this funding comes from pretty much the main part of the plan that targets fathers, and it's really around increasing men's involvement in gender equality and reducing violence. It's a two-year project, so which technically sort of the funding started about October 2017, but I've only been in the role since January 2018, so we sort of only really started this year.
What are you hoping for the project? What's its aim?
Really, the end goal is reducing and preventing violence against women and children, and really targeting men and fathers as being the people who change that, the sort of trends in society around violence, and really acknowledging, getting men to acknowledge that sort of men are part of the problem or are the problem in terms of family violence, and being explicit around that and using a more of a primary prevention approach to reduce violence. So with men, young men and fathers, looking at their relationship skills, looking at their parenting skills and looking at their understanding of children's needs and behaviours.
Because often people who perpetuate violence, they as children may have experienced that. I'm guessing some of the people who may take part in the consultation process when it comes about may have experienced this as children and are wanting to move away from that type of behaviour as adults as fathers.
Yeah. I think one of the things we're trying to do is identify the gaps in terms of what's been offered to fathers out there. There's a lot of parenting services existing, and while fathers can easily engage those services, it's not just the culture and the history is just not there for men in Australia to engage in that kind of service. So just looking at what the gaps are, I mean, that's definitely one. And another big gap is that men's sort of understanding of their role as a father is generally only based on a sort of a really narrow view of the world, and that comes from maybe how they were parented, but men aren't getting out there to explore other ways of being parents and being fathers. So we're looking at giving fathers a bit of information around the different types of dads they can be, and giving them opportunities to just say, I don't have to be that way, or if I don't want to be like my own dad and I don't want to be a violent person, then actually there's another way to go about it, because that's another sort of, I think, a bit of a trap that fathers can fall into, is if they don't know any other way to be a father, but they don't want to be their own dad, but then they're not engaging services, then they can sort of fall back into that trap and sort of become a bit like their own father in their own parenting unwillingly as well. So, it's definitely identifying the types of the roles they can play and the types of fathers they can be, and giving them opportunities to explore that.
Do you think it can be hard for people in the first place to put up their hand for help when they are recognising they're struggling with something?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, with this project, it sort of gets relying on people coming to us. We don't have a lot of resources to get out there to engage people who aren't going to necessarily look up a website or look up a service themselves. So the big challenge is getting to those people who are isolated or aren't even aware that you can engage services and learn about parenting. So it's sort of something that we're trying to figure out as we go along.
Which kind of brings us to the consultations part of the project, which is what you're beginning to undertake now. Can you tell me about what you're looking for in these consultations, who you're hoping will take part?
Yeah, definitely, because we're running this project it's just myself in the project role, so it's just myself that organising the consultations. So again, with the amount of resources we have, we're really just looking to engage with lots of existing services that work with fathers to rely on the consultations and collaborate together to do those consultations. So we've targeted a lot of local councils across Australia. We're getting a lot of great feedback and a lot of great interest for people who want to be involved and do something. And yeah, in terms of consultations, we sort of, the project's split up into working with and developing resources for both fathers and for professionals. So we're looking at two different types of consultations, and we'll be running sort of workshops and forums for fathers to give them some information around the kind of stuff we're thinking about putting into the resources, but also having a chat to them and seeing what they want to put into those resources as well. And then for the professionals, a bit more around the kind of issues that are coming up for them in terms of engaging fathers, and I think what you said before around engaging those fathers who are kind of difficult to communicate with and who aren't necessarily engaging services. So sort of two different angles there. At minimum, we're going to do surveys, and from all the way through to workshops and forums and even presenting it, running community events where we can, I guess, and attending some community events and being present to talk to fathers across sort of all parts of Australia.
And I suppose that's one of the exciting things about this project, is you'll be travelling to communities around Australia to chat with people face to face.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that's one of our own sort of internal goals, is to connect as much as we can to sort of remote and rural areas, because I think we can do this the easy way, which is just going to the capital cities and meeting with all the major players who are already existing, which of course we'll do anyway, and it's going to give us lots of great information and consultation. But we also want to do the community a bit of justice, and we want to get out there and actually meet face-to-face as much as we can at community level, where you're meeting with fathers who aren't actually engaged in services and who are just your average sort of father in the community, and seeing what they think. The professionals we're working with, they're going to be mostly involved in the welfare sector, and they're mostly going to be working with fathers who are in crisis of some kind. So we're not going to get much opportunity to engage fathers who are just in the general community if we don't go out and do that stuff, I think.
If there are any service providers listening to our chat, what kind of involvement are you looking for from them? I understand you're hoping you'll share the project through their networks and that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, look, it really does depend on what their capacity is. I guess some people have come to us and said, look, we're not running anything for fathers, but we'd like to share your project with the community and our networks, so that's great. Some people have come and said, well, we've been looking to do something with fathers, but we just don't know how to go about it or the direction we should take. So I guess they're almost consulting with us as well around how to, you know, start up a fathers program or how to get involved with, how to start that work with fathers. And then some people are also already running stuff and they want to collaborate and sort of have us run their events or their programs with them. And I guess what we want out of it is that just a chance to speak to professionals and fathers around what they think would work well in terms of resources and a toolkit, and what wouldn't work well. And what we can give back to them is some of the knowledge that we're gaining around meeting with lots of people around Australia, around fathers' programs, and also just in my own experience of working in parent education for several years and having worked with several dads groups myself. So I guess we give something back in terms of, we can run parent education sessions, we can run information sessions around relationship skills, and so it can sort of, it can be a two-way street, those forums or whatever, or workshops or whatever they want to call them. So it does depend on what, I guess, the professional or the service provider wants.
I'm wondering, you mentioned your experience with parent education workshops and that kind of thing. I'm wondering, what are some of the most common questions you get from parents? You know, parents who may not have had children before, they might have just had a newborn and they're struggling a little bit, or even young fathers. Yeah. What kinds of questions do you hear?
I think, for fathers, I think the big one is definitely just the change in identity that needs to take place. Well, I mean, maybe it doesn't need to take place, but generally, as a father, you have to have some sort of shift in your, what you're doing in your life, and it does actually change your identity a bit, becoming a parent. You can't do the things that you used to be able to do. You know, you can't, if you're used to being able to go to the gym or exercise two or three times a week, you can't do that as much. If you're used to going out every weekend, you can't do that anymore as much. So, and particularly with a newborn, it's sort of, you're pretty much, you can be housebound for quite a long time. And so it really can change your personality, your identity, and the kind of things you do. And I think that's a big shift that's sort of not always recognised or not always spoken a lot about. because I guess everyone has to go through it, but it still is pretty challenging, both for mums and dads. And I think for fathers, the issue there is that traditionally and culturally in Australia, men aren't very good at creating new social networks and new social groups. So when you do have a child, it can reduce the amount of social activity you have with your friends and your peers, and then you're feeling a bit isolated and you're not very good at creating new networks and new routines and that kind of thing. So that's sort of something we're looking at talking about in the resources and in the groups that we run as well, just recognising that that's a big shift that has to happen for a father. And it doesn't mean that you lose your lifestyle, but it may mean that you need just to adjust a few things in your life and change your expectations about what you're capable of doing, and know that it's sort of something that you're getting into. I mean, maybe know a bit more about what you're getting into as well. Yeah, people sort of assume it's sort of going to be a bit easier, and where it's, in reality, it's quite hard to be a parent.
It's that interesting adjustment of working out your identity and then, but also needing to be strong and reliable and someone that your child can depend
definitely
on.
Yes. Yeah, that's interesting. That particularly, I'd say, the first sort of 6 months or 12 months with a new child in your life, and you go from being if it's your first child, you go from being doing a relationship with just two people in the relationship. Now you've got a third person and you don't have all that sort of special time, or that, you don't even have the time to have your normal conversations or normal wind down or whatever it is. And you've got to adjust your relationship as well. And particularly with a newborn, sometimes I know this from my own experience, that you can sort of feel like you're a bit, there's not much you can do, particularly if your partner's breastfeeding. It's sort of, you can be supportive and you can make sure everything's ready to look after your partner and the child, but you can also sort of feel like you're not getting the opportunity to connect as much with your child because it's sort of, it's sleep, and it's the first few weeks the child's sleeping and eating, and that's about it. And so you can feel a bit like you're not connecting. But I guess in terms of what we're looking at with the resources, is just sort of looking at the ways that you can bond with your child, and looking at that it doesn't always have to be face-to-face bonding. There's lots of other ways you can bond and you can look after your child. It doesn't have to be seeing them smile all the time. It can be organising childcare or organising Centrelink or something like that. There's lots of other ways that you can do. You can bond with your child. It doesn't have to be direct.
It's those kinds of things. It's recognising those changes and, understanding that you do have a responsibility, but you can also relinquish some of the stress, because if you don't, it can kind of spiral out of control and kind of lend itself to issues down the track.
That's right. Yes, I guess that's the main driver here is looking at the early days and the first-time parents and early days of parenting, that it can be the most stressful time and you can feel a bit disconnected from your existing social life, and then you feel a bit disconnected from the new thing being a parent, and you're not sure what you're doing and if you're doing anything right. And I think every parent goes through that feeling. But again, just talking about that, men aren't very good at talking about the feelings or talking about it with their peers, so it can spiral a bit quicker or a bit more intensely than it can for women. So I guess recognising that before you become a father. So, we're also looking at talking to young men before they become fathers as well. And there's a couple of young men's and young fathers groups around Australia that actually meet up, and we're looking at consulting with them as well, because that's sort of, they're one of the highest risk categories of fathers around that can, unfortunately, lead to a path of violence in their life.
Which, looking back into secondary education with sexual education, we do very poorly at that. And on top of that, students don't learn a lot about relationships. So I think it is a really good idea to talk to young people about parenthood if that's something that happens in the future.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, so when I talk about the highest risk categories here, we're talking young men and young men before they become fathers, and also first-time fathers who are younger as well, so people who aren't under 25, who you haven't fully matured and even your personality hasn't fully developed, and things can change quite a lot in those years. So if you're a parent, that sort of level of stress can be quite high. Yeah, so it's going to be really important to get in touch with those groups around Australia.
Dominic Alford, Project Coordinator for the Support for Fathers Project at Relationships Australia Victoria.